17 minutes past the hour on November 20th, Columbus Day. Yes, it is Columbus Day. It's not the day he discovered America, but the day he discovered Puerto Rico in 1493. Now go tell that to all the Leif Erikson fans you want to. Anita Harris, Just Loving You.
Just loving you. If you could learn to fall in love with me. Oh, you don't know how much it hurts. Just loving you.
Kids and noise. There's the nice feeling of being with people you like and love. There's one gift that matches the warmth and spirit of the occasion. Flowers. Long-lasting fall flowers with all the color and excitement of the Thanksgiving season. Flowers won't keep the kids quiet, but will make your hostess very happy. Wherever you have Thanksgiving dinner this year, let them know just how much you appreciate being there. Call your FTD florist and have him send an arrangement of beautiful fall flowers. You can rely on your FTD florist to know just what's right for a Thanksgiving centerpiece or table arrangement. And he can take care of deliveries anywhere in the United States as easily as around the corner. Call soon. You don't have to send flowers for Thanksgiving. But it's a nice thought, isn't it?
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by the Associates Finance Company. In 1 minute, Joe talks about a man for all seasons who's sometimes the forgotten man. He has this message first.
Say, do you have big plans for the Thanksgiving holiday? Like maybe a trip back home or a big family get-together? You know, if your plans are bigger than your budget, the people for you to see are the associates. You know, the nice people with money to loan you. If you need money for holiday travel or for any good reason, chances are the associates can loan you the money you need. There's probably an Associates Finance Company office within easy driving distance of you right now. And during this holiday season, most Associates offices are open extra hours just to help you get the financial help you want. So if you need money for your holiday needs or for any good purpose, make it a point to see the Associates soon. Just look in the yellow pages for the Associates Finance Company office near you. Associates, nice people with money to loan you. This time of year, we see a lot in the papers about coaches. Which pro football coach is going to be coach of the year and which one is going to be fired. He's a wonderful man, a sincere tribute to a high school coach. For the high school coach, there's no Rose Bowl or Super Bowl. A lot of them who have just spent a football season being second guest are now getting the basketball team ready so they can be second guest all winter. But to all of them and to their wives, I'd like to take just a minute to tip my hat. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Dodge. Your Dodge dealer can make it extra easy for you to move up to the big car class this year with the new 1968 Dodge Polara. Here's a car that's big, roomy, comfortable, and yet is priced no more than many of the popular price cars comparably equipped. And with Polara, you get a lot more car, including such standard features as a big 318 V8 engine, foam padded seats and full deep pile carpeting. See and drive the new Polara at your Dodge dealers today. Polara could make it your turn for Dodge Fever.
Joe Garagiola will be back later, a regular on Monitor Sports and a regular weekdays on NBC Radio. By Roger Williams.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer.
101,
a silly millimeter longer. Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
Thank you.
King Richard's Flugel Nights with Horn Dewey. Back shortly, if not almost immediately, with more of Monitor 67. If you're in the Shreveport, Louisiana area, you can catch us on KRMD. This is Dr. Morgan.
This is Barbara Walters. Merrill Muller and I are heard each weekday on Emphasis on NBC Radio.
United States Ambassador to South Vietnam, Ellsworth Bunker, and General William Westmoreland meet the press today at 6.05 p.m. Hear NBC's special one-hour Meet the Press interview with moderator Lawrence Spivak this evening at 6.05. On The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. It's 44 degrees in New York and cloudy. At 2.30, Monitor Music.
Monitor Music, Frankie Lane sings You, No One But You. Henry Mancini on Monitor, Wait Until Dark. This is Monitor and Morgan. In this half hour, we've asked a doctor to examine professional football. It's just a consultation, friends. Don't worry about the bill. As for the entertainment here, well, you'll find pleasure in the seekers who do the first turn when the good apples fall.
I may be a rich man's daughter and have servants of my own. I can snap my fingers and I could have anything I want. Sometimes I look out my window, see lovers passing and walk by.
Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components. Prime Minister Harold Wilson has gambled his political career on the devaluation of the pound. In 1 minute, we'll have a report on this and other aspects of the devaluation of the British pound. First, this message.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
It is indeed a curious fact that among the leading producers of stereophonic equipment today, one company suffers this cruel irony. Some people don't even know their name. Do not know the name, mind you, of the company which invented the 2, 3, and 4-speed phonograph. Whose genius made tape recorders easy to operate, whose every console cabinet is rubbed by hand. And yet, for those who do remember the name, the rewards are great. The enormous value in particular. Still, some people forget. And if you think that is curious, then get a load of this. I've clean forgotten it myself.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Now, here's Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Prime Minister Harold Wilson's decision to devalue the pound is rightly described by political commentators today as the most deliberate and expensive gamble of his career. The Prime Minister is under attack from the opposition Conservative Party and from some members of his own Labour Party. The The Laborites are apprehensive of the reactions of Labor Party voters who find they will soon have to pay more for bread, gasoline, meat, and other necessities while forced to accept a freeze on wages. Devaluation will increase British exports by making them cheaper for foreigners to purchase and thereby perhaps put prosperity just around the corner. But it will be a painful period for the British working man until that corner is turned. A devaluation in itself will not save Britain from its chronic problem which caused the pound crisis, namely that the country spends more than it earns. For the devaluation to be a success, there must be a big loan, $1 billion or more. That is expected to be forthcoming very soon from the United States and a number of other countries. Other ingredients are needed, too, for devaluation to bring the desired results. Other countries must not follow suit and devalue their currencies, too, because that would put Britain in the same disadvantageous competitive position as before the devaluation. So far, the indications are that Britain is safe on that score. Above all, Britain must produce more efficiently. Labor must forego wage increases and strikes. The outlook there is less hopeful. The costly dock strike continues today. All in all, it's a grim weekend for the British people and for Prime Minister Wilson. Irving R. Levine, NBC News, London.
Ring Around the World monitors weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Was also brought to you by Chesterfield 101.
101.
The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101. It's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer. 101.
At 17 before the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Hi there. This is Meredith Wilson speaking. Not many years ago, 60 miles an hour was dazzling speed. Today, with jets, rockets, and guided missiles, man has reached speeds far faster than sound, as everyone knows. So it may seem strange to think of something as slow as a wheelchair. Slow, but sure, and just right for a certain paralyzed veteran. Now, he's a skilled technician who puts missiles together. And he does this precise, ultra-modern job from a wheelchair. Today, disabled workers are proving themselves in almost every occupation in the United States. Yes, a story this efficient, up-to-date wheelchair worker has meaning for all employers. To ignore a man's true ability because he is physically handicapped, well, now that's dead wrong. To hire a man for what he can do, that's right. Do you have a job opening? Well, if you do, call the Department of Employment, won't you please? Hire the handicapped.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Al Martino sings on monitor, More Than the Eye Can See.
How can I describe you? Couldn't if I tried to, though it's clear to me, no one can see the reasons why I love you. What a thrill to touch you, and you give so much to. Every day I live, it's how you give, that is the beauty of you. Thank you. give so much to. Every day I live, it's how you give that is the beauty of you.
Sound of Thanksgiving. Oh. Family and friends get together. There's turkey and pie and noise. There's laughter and kids and noise. There's the nice feeling of being with people you like and love. There's one gift that matches the warmth and spirit of the occasion. Flowers. Long-lasting fall flowers with all the color and excitement of the Thanksgiving season. Flowers won't keep the kids quiet, but will make your hostess very happy. Wherever you have Thanksgiving dinner this year, let them know just how much you appreciate being there. Call your FTD florist and have him send an arrangement of beautiful fall flowers. You can rely on your FTD florist to know just what's right for a Thanksgiving centerpiece or table arrangement. And he can take care of deliveries anywhere in the United States as easily as around the corner. Call soon. You don't have to send flowers for Thanksgiving. But it's a nice thought, isn't it?
You may be a diabetic and not know it. Over 1.5 million people in this country are undetected diabetics. This is National Diabetes Week. Call your doctor, your diabetes association, or medical society about your diabetes test. Song here is a big hit by Vicky Carr.
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello. Hello. After a while, I myself again. I pick the pieces off the floor. Put my heart on the shelf again. He'll never hurt me anymore. I'm not a puppet on a string. I'll find somebody else someday. That's when the phone rings. And once again, I start to pray. Let it please be him. Oh, dear God, it must be him. It must be him. Or I shall die. Or I shall die. Oh, hello, hello.
In one moment, a doctor's eye view of pro football. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Lincoln Mercury, where the 68 models are rolling again.
Lincoln Mercury's rolling again, and your Mercury dealer is back in action with the finest Mercurys ever built.
Mercury, darling, the fine car touch.
The fine car touch is something you can see and feel in the look, the ride, the luxury of every Mercury. And it's put there by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got the fine car touch.
And your Mercury dealer's got a selection of brand new 68 models you can choose from right now, with plenty more on the way. Park Lanes, Monterey's, Cougars, and an all-new low-price luxury line called Mercury Montego. 33 models, all built with the fine car touch, by the makers of Lincoln Continental. Your Mercury dealer is ready to talk business. And if you were smart enough to wait for a Mercury, now's the time to collect your reward. See your Mercury dealer today. You'll be glad you didn't settle for second best.
Professional football is a violent game in which an injury to a key player very often can mean the difference between victory and defeat. Overlooking the fortunes of the defending American Football League champion Kansas City Chiefs is Dr. Al Miller, speaking with Monitor's Del Donahue.
Dr. Miller, as you watch the Kansas City Chiefs in action from your position on the sidelines, what worries you most?
Well, Dell, I'd have to say that the head injuries worry me most. However, we're fortunate in saying that the head injuries are not the most common. We find the most common injuries to be those of the knees, and generally it's a ligamentous injury or perhaps a cartilage that's torn. The next most common injury, probably the common ankle sprain or occasionally a fracture of the ankle. And then we have the shoulder injuries, which are quite common, but again, not as common as what many people would say.
Doctor, are there certain play situations you especially hate to see?
Well, probably the play situation that you most dearly dislike is the kickoff returns. These squads are called the suicide squads, and you have two opposing forces coming at each other with great speed. And unless it's a player moves out of position a little bit, if both of them strike head on, disaster can result.
As the Chief's physician, do you try to watch every play?
Definitely, Dell, because if you can watch a play and see perhaps which direction the player has been struck from, it will help you a little bit in diagnosis of his situation, because occasionally a player can tell you immediately himself how he was struck. And so this gives you a little idea, and it definitely is an aid.
Professional players, of course, have nerves just like the rest of us.
Yes, Dell, you might say partially responsible. Certainly we do all that we can. And if he has butterflies, or at least the so-called butterflies, we generally give him a type of medication. I have found that by lying the player down and giving him some good muscle massage and perhaps a few words, positive thought, and it helps a great deal. In fact, some of the players I have taught to use a little self-hypnosis, like Jim Tyra, our offensive tackle.
What do you mean, self-hypnosis?
Well, it's a type of thought process, which you might say you're thinking positively rather than negatively. And I might say that other players would do various other things. They may lay on the floor and assume a certain particular position with their feet up, which evidently they feel that the blood's running to the head and giving them better thought processes. Our player may sit down and assume a position where he puts his head down.
Finally, Doctor, let me ask you this. How do you feel before and during a game?
I think I've been able to detach myself and do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to let the players do what I know they can do.
Well, of course, we hope you continue to keep those defending AFL champions in top shape. Dr. Al Miller, team physician for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Del Donahue for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Sports news and top sports personalities throughout every weekend on Monitor. That's Tullio Gallo with You Only Live Twice. This is Morgan, Monitor. NBC News on the hour, next.
Read you the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
I laugh.
Oh, I thought it was warm. I'm going to see it again.
They're all talking about Harold Pinter's new hit play, The Birthday Party. It's at the Booth Theater.
Send a dollar or more today to Jewish Chronic Diseases Hospital, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Thank you.
Just before Alamein, British commandos set out on a 400-mile mission across the Sahara. See Desert Patrol on the Sunday Film Festival at 11:30.
See Richard Attenborough and Michael Craig in Desert Patrol on WNBC-TV, Channel 4, tonight. Chiropractor I.M. Goldberg gets a cold shoulder from physician Robert Rowan on the Long John Versus Show, Monday at 8 p.m. on WNBC New York, 3 o'clock.